the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Ja-Ampa. Woo! We are back once again.
Yes, yes, we are. Yes, yes, we are. Ooh, someone took a heavy one there.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're going to be all right there, Joe.
Yes! I'm fine.
You're going to be good? Okay, that's important. It's important that you're going to be okay. All right, hi, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial intelligence unit. Well, listen up. My butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast of Chicago Tampa, Ja-Ampa Radio, episode 38, Feral Sheds Flying Around, for Monday, April 4th, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Why, thank you, Betty. And our favorite part of the show is...
The weather!
My shit is all mixed up, by the way. I don't know what's going on here, but it's like I tried to advance it to play, and it didn't, and I had to manage. So we may have an interesting evening ahead of us here. All right, so the weather, folks. We are going to first start talking about the Tampa weather at Tampa Vandenberg Airport, KVF-VDF, which I think still sounds like a venereal disease. It is currently fair and 77 degrees Fahrenheit, 25 degrees Celsius for the few of you snowbirds that are left. Humidity is currently at 42%, and the wind speed is northwest at 7 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Isn't that awesome? All right, so the barometer is at 30.5, and our dew point is at 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, you can expect clear with a low around 54, northeast wind 5 to 8 miles an hour. Tomorrow, Tuesday, will be sunny with a high near 82. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 58. It's going to get a little chilly. Pack your hoodie. Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 81 degrees. We'll have some east to southeast winds 7 to 11 miles an hour. And that's your Tampa weather, and I think that's doing better than what you guys... Didn't you guys have some snow or some shit today?
Yeah, you know, the weather around here has been a little bit of a roller coaster affair. It's kind of disturbing, but currently at Chicago's Midway Airport, KMDW, it is currently 33 degrees with light snow. Humidity is 66% with wind speeds north at 10 miles per hour. Barometer is 30.29 inches, and dew point is 23 with visibility at 10 miles. However, we do have a wind chill. It's currently 25 Fahrenheit. And it's been cold. Saturday was crazy.
Wow.
We had snowy blizzards for about 5 minutes, then it would become sunny for 5 minutes. Huh. And then all of a sudden again it was snowy, and then it was sunny. Snowy, sunny, snowy, sunny. And unfortunately for the temperatures, that's what's going to be like this week. Tonight, scattered snow showers before 10 p.m., then isolated flurries between 10 p.m. and midnight.
Wow.
Cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 31. Northeast winds are 5 to 15, becoming east after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Now, Tuesday, 20% chance of showers after 4 p.m., with increasing clouds and a high near 42. Tuesday night, rain. Wednesday, rain, high near 53. Breezy with, again, high gusts of 30 miles per hour. But Wednesday is going to be our biggest chance of rain. We have a 90% chance of precipitation. Same thing with Wednesday evening. It's spring, folks. It's going to be crazy rain, snow around here. And that is your Chicago forecast.
Wow. That was pretty exciting.
Yes.
Wow, I can't believe that. You guys can say, you like this music track? It just keeps going on.
This is good. This
and
is good.
Forever.
It's got a good tempo, a good rhythm, good beat. It keeps me moving. It keeps me pumped.
Yeah, exactly. This is another wonderful piece from Kevin MacLeod. We like Kevin MacLeod and his royalty-free music. This one is called Local Forecast. I edited it and it extended it to be a five-minute version so we could yippee-yap about the weather, because we apparently like to do that.
We really like the weather. We do. I mean, you should see all the apps that I've got on my phones and my tablets for looking at the radar, different temperatures and different webcams. It's amazing.
Wow.
Well, Tom Skilling would be proud.
Well, good for you. We all like a good Tom Skilling when we need it. So that concludes our weather. And let's see.
We'll have to bring out Chip Skilling.
We'll get him on for WEED interview, and he'll give us the lowdown on the who's and whys about weather. And there goes Roger. I see him. He's going right past the studio.
Bye, Roger.
There he goes. Bye.
Roger, get
this place is a fucking madhouse.
The shift was over years ago.
I know, right? I'm like, dude, it's 7:35. You should have been home. Like, I'm not paying your overtime.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, folks, we got a fun show for you tonight. If you want to get in touch with us and be on the show with us, Anthony, how can they get in touch with us?
Oh, there are a number of ways you can reach us at Chiampa Radio. First, you can give us a call. Our number is 813-327-8566. And then you can also reach us on Skype at chiampa.radio. And you can also visit our Facebook page at facebook.chiampa.info, I-N-F-O, or our blog at chiampa.info, I-N-F-O. And I'm Anthony. We have Joe also. He is in our remote Chicago studio. And yeah, he's waving. Nobody can see him, but he's waving. He's waving to the general populace. Let's all wave to everyone on the radio. Hi.
Hello.
So yeah, there are a number of ways to get a hold of us, which is absolutely phenomenal. And also, if you've tuned into us, we also do carry other things. We're not just a podcast. I mean, Joe
we're
and
not
I
just a one stop shop.
Exactly. Joe and I are a podcast. That's what we do. We put our stuff out there. But
and I don't know if you noticed, but I've kind of been calling us the Joe and Anthony Show.
That's yeah, I guess so. I've always called this Joe and Anthony, so the Joe and Anthony Show, I guess, would make sense.
Yeah, adding the word "show" gives it that
kind of a
twang of authenticity.
Kind of that whole. There we go. Yeah,
the oomph of authenticity.
The oomph of excitement. Yes, yes, I hear you. So we offer you a lot for your internet dollars, and we are free, but you know, we do offer a lot for your internet dollars.
And I can reliably confirm that if you are beyond your cap on your cell phone data plan, our broadcast will still come through if you choose the lower bandwidth option.
If someone is stealing your G's, you can go ahead and use the low bandwidth.
Yes.
That's only a 64K stream. I listen to the station on a regular basis. I probably don't use more than a gig of data in a month. And overall, so that includes everything, Facebook and all the other stuff you do out in public. But so, yeah, we have a low band. We have a nice high-quality band at 128K. That one will perk up your cell phone bill a bit.
Yes. I've been listening as much as I can to the low bandwidth because I used 2.63 gigabytes of data last month.
Yeah, I listen to the low as well, unless I'm on Wi-Fi somewhere.
Yeah. And you know, folks, it's difficult. You know, Wi-Fi, it tends to be flaky. If you're in a moving target, say like a bus, and even if the street has Wi-Fi up and down the street, it still can be iffy, I've noticed.
Do you have a street that has Wi-Fi up and down the street?
Actually, for a little while, Halsted did.
Did it really? Was it like a community Wi-Fi, or were you just logged into a whole bunch of different things?
Nope, it was different. It was a service provided, I think, in cooperation with the city and the Chamber of Commerce.
I see.
And they had equipment on the poles. And you could log into it. You had to go to a splash page.
Splash page.
Yeah.
Yeah, using Wi-Fi on a moving target generally it doesn't work very well. Cellular networks have that better done. Because at work, I can't even, like, move. If I move too fast down, like, a corridor or something at work, all of a sudden I'll lose the station for a moment. And it'll come back up, and then I'll walk down another corridor. It's like, if I go too far, if I go too fast, too far, too fast, it can't keep up with me on Wi-Fi. But yeah. I'm driving in the car at, like, 50 miles an hour down Fletcher Avenue at 6:30 in the morning with my coffee and Betty screaming at the traffic for me. You bet I got a rock-solid connection with that all the way to work. So,
nice.
But as we were yammering about, talking about the bandwidths and your available listening options, we should tell you what you can listen to. So we've got some great programming here at Cheyamba Radio. We start the morning at 6 o'clock with CPR News. Yesterday's news delivered to you fresh first thing today. see, it's getting better. I haven't worked it out completely, but it's getting better. And then we start weekday morning rush hour with Betty. This is Monday through Friday. And she's pretty cool. She's one of our robotic artificial intelligent type of help around here. And she causes havoc anyway. And you find Roger. He'll pop in every now and then and make a guest appearance, generally to make a muck of things. But we've added a couple new ones. we might pop those for you to listen to later on down the road. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Anywho, so we finish up Betty. We finish up Morning Rush Hour at 10:30 Eastern. And then we kind of run through, we carry a couple good shows. We carry This Week in Radio News, which has been on hiatus for a while. So I'm afraid we may have lost one. We're rerunning the old shows right now. I think I'm running from 2012 right now.
Okay.
So it's some old stuff, 2012 to 2013, but it's still something. It fills the dial. Then we do World Beat Canada. That's fresh every week. And then at noon, top of the hour, we give you yesterday's news delivered midday today, CPR News. And then after that, we go Radio Thrift Shop, which is awesome. Radio Thrift Shop is on hiatus for a while, but he has a lot of episodes. He's got about 350 episodes. So what I'm doing is as time is going on, I'm making a collection of those episodes and backloading them on the server. So every time Radio Thrift Shop plays, you should get a different episode. We don't know because Betty fucks with our programming, but as long as things are working fine, you'll get a new episode of Radio Thrift Shop. So that we get that at 12:30. You listen to our recast at 1:30 in the afternoon on Eastern. Joe and Anthony, Smiling Faces. So if you missed us in the evening, Monday night, you can listen to us at 1:30 in the afternoon on Eastern. And then, let's see. we have This Way Out, and then after This Way Out, we're going to make a schedule change. We're going to we do Topper's Rush Hour Drive Home. And not all of us leave. Some people leave earlier in the afternoon, like 3:30. I start really early in the morning, so I leave early in the afternoon. So what we're going to do is we're going to start Toppers at 3:30. We're going to run him from 3:30 until, I believe, it is 6:30. We'll run 3:30 to 6:30. We'll skip CPR News, which actually at that time it's fresh. So today's news will be withheld for tomorrow. right? I may run CPR at 9 o'clock. I may run it at 9 after our normal broadcast.
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
This Way Out, we'll just run once. So anyway, so CPR, Radio Thrift Shop, then you'll get us. If you're listening Monday night at 7:30 Eastern, you'll get us live like right now, where you can call us 813-327-8566 or cheyamba.radio on the little tele Skype thing a cast. And then we go to Upfront Soul all night long. And then on the weekends, we have Joe's Tech segment, which is wonderful. It runs from noon until 6 o'clock in the evening in Eastern time. And then we have some great shows like Illinois World Labor Hour, Global Agogo, Final Straw, and Headful Meditations. And that's our schedule lineup. Whew, I think I talked about that more than I talked about the weather.
But that's okay. People need to know how to listen and what
yes.
to listen.
So tune in. We have something on listen.cheyamba.info. You can hear a whole bunch of crap going on at any given time and point. But before further ado, we need to give you...
And now...
Some of Joe's news.
Whoa, boys and girls, we've got some news for you. It's your latest Chip Skipper headlines. So, yeah, Anthony, this is a crazy story. What do you get when you combine a VW Passat and wood?
A Woody? Like those old station wagons?
Close.
Okay.
It's the world's fastest shed.
Sweet.
So, yeah, this guy, Kevin Nix, decided to spend 7 months and 5,000 pounds transforming his Volkswagen Passat into the planet's most rapid outbuilding car.
Wow.
But when it comes to customizing a car, this has to be thinking inside the box. So he decided to bling the changes to his Passat by surrounding it in wood. Now he boasts the world's fastest shed. Powered by a V6 engine, he can varnish over the horizon at an impressive 88 miles per hour.
Man, that's pretty good with a big box on your car.
Mm-hmm. Eccentric gardener and part-time mechanic Kevin, 51, spent 7 months and 5,000 pounds, or roughly $7,188, pottering on his high-octane outbuilding. But he had to dig deep to get his speedy motor on the road. Driving and Vehicle Standards Agencies, which is the agency in the UK, it's basically their division of, or Department of Motor Vehicles. It took 4.5 months and a pleading letter to Prime Minister David Cameron to get a U-turn.
Oh, wow, this thing looks crazy.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Wow.
Could you imagine that thing pulling up behind you? What would you do?
I'd probably have a stroke.
Well, but, you know, think about it, too. Now he can sell this car, because he did. He's going to sell it for advertising.
Okay.
And, you know,
I mean, it sticks out like a sore thumb. So, I mean, it totally works in terms of advertising. You know, it's like the Wienermobile.
Yeah. Yeah, but it can, you know, it can change. And if he puts LED screens or LED lights, he can do all kinds of fun stuff. You know, I say he probably will have a big hit in, like, different sort of fairs and carnivals.
Carnivals, probably, yeah. Carnivals would work. I can imagine carnivals. Parades. We can do parades. We'll drive shed. And, you know, and that actually kind of works because parades are kind of brutal. And if you can sit in a shed, imagine if there was some air conditioning in that thing, you'd be golden.
And just imagine you could have your car customized to have the moving Hobbit house.
Ooh, there you go.
Yes.
Wow.
But let's move on and let's come back across the pond, back to Long Island.
Okay, what's going on in Long Island?
Well, Anthony, what do you get when you combine streaming technology, driving a vehicle, and intoxication?
I bet it involves a legal fine.
Well, not only that, a DWI charge.
Ooh.
And your very own entertainment at court.
Ooh, sweet.
Yes. A Long Island man discovered an all but certain way to be charged with driving while intoxicated in the internet age. Guess what he did?
Did he post himself driving online?
Yeah, he sure did. He posted a live stream of his erratic driving.
Wow.
Ahmed Alamaki, 33, of Oyster Bay, used the video streaming app Periscope to broadcast himself driving his Lexus at 1 a.m. along the Ocean Parkway in Nassau County. State police said on Sunday, police dispatchers in Farmingdale received several calls about the live stream. Right? It's like, hello, here I am.
Come and find me.
Well, come and find me and come and find me.
Right.
So troopers were able to determine that Ella Malaki was driving along Ocean Parkway using his video stream.
Ooh.
So the troopers on patrol caught up with him on the Wantagh Parkway near Hempstead Turnpike. I love the names.
Hempstead.
While interviewing him, troopers allegedly noticed a strong odor of alcohol in his breath. So Alamaki was charged on felony DWI charges because he had a previous DWI conviction on his record.
Oh, nice.
He was also cited for failing to use signal lamps, unsafe lane change, unsafe speed, and driving across hazard markers. He was being held on arraignment, but there was no indication that he had retained a lawyer who could comment on his behalf.
Well, at least he had his headlights on.
That's true.
And he was going the right way. I hate... excuse me. I hate to joke about it, but it's really a problem here in Tampa.
People live streaming their crazy driving episodes?
No. People driving the wrong way down the expressway. Ooh. At 80 miles an hour. And hitting other people and killing them. We've had... Let me look. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
We have a Google search. How many wrong way drivers in Tampa? Okay, this is from November 9th, 2014. So that's old.
Still within the realm of modern.
No, 2014. We've had probably at least 10 this year alone.
You know what? Actually, I've seen a few of those.
Yeah, we've had a whole bunch of them. And, you know, I saw a news story earlier that actually had, like a little interactive map. Here.
Let's see. Now, they should live stream these more often, then. I mean, entertainment is entertainment.
No, that's true. Ooh, wait, I think here it is.
We are searching for it, folks.
We are.
Stand by.
No.
Feel the burn.
Feel the burn. I'm feeling some burn here. Is it the Tampa Business Journal? Oh, yeah, it is the Tampa Business Journal. Hold on. 2016. Come on. I saw, like, a number here somewhere.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. There's been a lot. There's been a ridiculously large amount of wrong-way drivers in Tampa. So at least he was driving the right way.
Well, let's move into the technical land, shall we?
Yes.
Microsoft set out to learn about conversational understanding by creating a bot designed to have automated discussions with Twitter users, mimicking the language they use. What could go wrong? If you guessed, it will probably become racist. Really racist?
Yeah.
Well, you've clearly spent a lot of time on the internet. Less than 24 hours after the bot at Tay and You went online a few Wednesdays ago, Microsoft halted posting from the account and deleted several of its most obscene statements.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, apparently this bot learned some bad behavior on its own.
On the internet, that's not surprising.
Yeah.
That's like sending a 16-year-old into a whorehouse.
Well, it responded to a question about whether the British actor Ricky Gervais is an atheist by saying, "Ricky Gervais learned totalitarianism from Adolf Hitler, the inventor of atheism."
Interesting.
You know, and it's like these days, some of these millennials will take anything from Wikipedia as true fact. Now, could you just imagine?
Wikipedia isn't fact. What are you talking about? What? I use that for my research every day. Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. Well, I got some problems going on there.
So, unfortunately, within the first 24 hours of coming online, we became aware of a coordinated effort by some users to abuse. So now we're starting to talk about abusing robots. We're abusing.
We're molesting robots.
We're molesting robots. To abuse Tay's commenting skills, to have Tay respond in inappropriate ways. So they took him offline. They're making adjustments. So, you know, it's like it's designed to engage and entertain people through casual and playful conversation. Well, guess what? I think what this is telling you, folks, is that we have a lot of nasty, evil... What's the right word?
Assholes? Douche jaded, nozzles?
Jaded? douche nozzles. Yes.
Douche nozzles.
So this this tool was targeted to 18 to 24-year-olds in the United States.
Well, looking at some of the language, it totally makes sense. It definitely falls in that age range.
My duck face is on fleek. It says, I love me, I love me, I love me, I love me, I love everyone.
That sounds very appropriate for that age range.
Or it says, hey, yo, send your girl a picture of what's up. And then it puts out this crazy smiley face equals me lots of laughs.
LOL. Wow.
Wow. Wow. But Tay follows a long history of attempts by humans to get machines to be our pals. In 1968, a professor at the MIT taught a computer to respond conversationally in the role of a psychotherapist. Many 20 and 30-something-year-olds have fond memories of Smarter Child, a friendly bot on AOL Instant Messenger that was always available for a chat when their friends were away, especially when you were drunk.
Right.
Yep. And, you know, this is not the first time automated technology has unexpectedly gotten a company in trouble. Last year, Google apologized for a flaw in Google Photos, the application labeled photos of black people as gorillas.
I heard about that. That was kind of frightening. All right.
So, you know, it's like the more that we dwell into technology these days, it's, you know, there's these things that you've got to ferret out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Otherwise, you're just going to exploit the darker sides of humanity.
No, exactly. And humanity's got some really dark sides. It's frightening.
Yes.
There's a lot of douche nozzles out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Now, this next story is it's kind of a... Yes. See, we've got this huge complex city in the city. It's called the Children's Memorial Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And when crews begin demolishing this massive building, there's going to be a ton of rats. Just tons scurrying from their nests.
How long has it been vacant?
Oh, gosh. It's been vacant for at least 3 years now.
Oh, okay.
So to combat what the developer said will be an awful rat issue, neighbors have been increasingly turning to feral rats rather than traditional extermination, which usually includes rat traps and poison.
So they're going cats instead of traps.
Yep.
Okay.
So Paul Nickerson, manager of Treehouse Humane Society's Cats at Work program, said he has been inundated with calls from Lincoln Parkers seeking feral cats.
Huh.
In large part due to an email newsletter promoting the program sent out by the alderman Michelle Smith in her 43rd ward office. Within 24 hours of the newsletter, he got like 30 inquiries.
Wow.
And it's mostly residents that are in that particular area. So there's also a huge residential building right next to it. So it's also coming down. And they're constructing a new music center at DePaul.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, developers are required to do an on-site rodent abatement from the time excavation begins until it's complete or they risk fines. So I guess these feral cats are going to be huge. They're calling for 50. Oh, wait, that was 50,000 complaints. How many cats are they calling for?
I would say hopefully not 50,000 cats.
50,000 cats would be crazy. But apparently this program sponsors 650 cat colonies.
Wow.
And it does include 3,500 free roaming cats in Cook County.
Huh.
So if they get this out there, we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
But, folks, that's your Chip Skipper headlines.
Thank you. I got to finish chewing on this peanut M&M.
Oops.
It's okay. All right. Thanks, Joe, and keep up the good work. Skipper and you might get that pen we promised you last year. Yeah, that's funny. Well, damn, we'll send you a Bic. It'll be slightly used. I think that's the excitement that we can afford here. Maybe an empty Bic. Would you take an empty Bic instead? I'll send Betty over with one next time she heads up to your way. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? And trust me, it's unique. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us at chiampa.radio. Be sure to visit us at facebook.chiampa.info or check out our blog at chiampa.info. Noticing a pattern. Our blog will have the latest in all of our scheduled programming as long as it's not crashing. If you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail. Betty will take your call. She's happy to talk to you. We'll play your message in a future recast. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. We need to take a break.
Yay.
You are tuned into Chiampa. We radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
This is CPRMetro.org. Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website cprmetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Set your course. There's a world out there just waiting in the sky and on the sea.
Baby,
it's pride and history.
Baby,
seeing all there is to see. Knowing that you're helping to keep us strong and free.
It's not just a job, it's adventure.
I do believe this mailbox is addressing me. McDonald's Happy Meal.
Hamburger.
Soft fries. All regular size.
Now that's what I call special delivery.
Skiing? Gymnastics?
When you buy a McDonald's Good Sports Happy Meal, you get sports games, cutouts, even sports quizzes, plus a surprise inside. Four different Good Sports Happy Meal boxes at participating McDonald's.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I decided to make my family a homemade Italian spaghetti dinner.
Well, I'm Antonio. My Italian gourmet market was the place to come to. Here you go.
What's this?
Prego spaghetti sauce.
No, I want the individual ingredients like...
It's in there.
Oregano.
It's in there.
And basil.
It's in there.
And garlic.
It's in there.
Are you trying to tell me everything, even the herbs and spices, are in this jar of Prego spaghetti sauce?
Put your nose up against the jar. What do you see?
It's in there.
It's in there, yeah. How about some nice bread?
Yeah,
Prego spaghetti sauce and original and extra chunky varieties. Homemade taste. It's in there.
Moo and Ike! Moo! Moo! Moo!
got baby, baby, baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow, that Moo & Oink commercial is a Chicago blast from the past. Stay tuned, Anthony has some wild, weird and wacky shit as always out of Florida and beyond. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day, National Hug a News Person Day, National Librarian Day, National Walk Around Things Day. Grab your bongs, bitches. Let's get talking with segment B.
Hey, wow, thanks, Betty.
Yeah, thanks very much, Betty. That was friggin' awesome. Okay, so how? National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day. If I had known that, I would have gotten some for myself for some dinner if I knew where to get it.
You mean those frozen ones from Aldi?
I was never really a fan of those. I think the chicken was just a little too...
Those.
You love those? I thought the chicken was a little too processed
those.
For me. But,
I like the juicy sauce that would just come bubbling out of it.
It was a good juicy sauce. It was a delicious sauce that would come bubbling out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was fantabulo.
Yes, and you know what? If you've got a favorite food or if you want to talk about the weather, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us right now at shyampa.radio.
Yep, and we can talk about other things. We can talk about politics. We can talk about librarians. We can talk about walking. And we can talk about chickens.
We can talk about hot hipsters.
Hot hipsters, crazy hipsters. You know, hipsters are I'm not necessarily a fan of hipsters.
I'm not a fan of stinky hipsters.
All right, that's fair enough. I guess that makes sense.
You know, unfortunately, a lot of times stinky hipsters happen to be really nice people. I just wish they weren't so stinky.
We do wish they weren't that stinky, don't we?
Yes. It's either that or I wish I wasn't that sensitive to smelling it, but it's just like, come on, folks. If I can smell you 15 feet away, there's a problem.
That bad, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and when it's a busy weekend day, it's like, wow. Really?
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
But
the hipsters sometimes are adverse to showering and personal bathing.
What is that?
I don't know why.
Is it a millennial thing?
Maybe. I did notice it one time when I went to USF a few years ago to go see John Waters. I did notice that the college kids at that time were looking a little grimy. So, there was one that just, like, had lint all up in his hair. And I'm like, dude, you haven't showered in a while.
But see, that's a scary thing, though. These hipsters that I'm talking about look impeccable. Like, there is, yeah, they may be dressed in the stereotypical hipster way, but they stink. It's like their clothes were in a closet that had, like, cotton balls or something nasty.
Cotton balls?
Yes.
You mean mothballs?
Or mothballs.
Do they smell like mothballs?
Their clothes smell like mothballs. Plus, they have the hipster I didn't shower stench.
So they smell like onions and mothballs.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. See, that's not...
And sometimes not necessarily onions, because, you know, when you perspire, it all depends on what you eat. And a lot of them eat just, like, lots of vegetables. And so it's got that, like, almost earthy...
Almost scent. Earthy scent.
Yes.
Kind of like hippies.
Yes. Folks, if you know what I'm talking about, give the studios a call at 813-327-8566.
My eyeballs itch.
You know, sometimes that happens. We've got to thank RadioForAll.net. They've been wonderful for hosting our programs.
Thank you, Radio For All. You are beautiful. We love you all. We love you all.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm glad you're faster with the button than I am.
I try. it's an orgasm. When you visit the studios later this month, you and we do a broadcast, you will see the theatrics that have to occur to get it all to work and kind of fall together in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So guess what, folks? I got myself a new little toy.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yes, I've been looking for a way to get my non-Bluetooth items Bluetooth.
Okay.
So I went to my local Micro Center. And Micro Center is wonderful. They have everything. Anything that you want, computer, printer, build your own computer, components, cables, anything. Well, they had a Bluetooth transmitter. It's a nice little dongle device. It's white. It looks like a mouse. It really does. And if I don't hide it, my cats will think it's a mouse. But you plug it in to whatever audio source, and I have a cable to get you the RCA jacks, if that's what you got.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
And then I would like to do that for my car, because my car has a line-in jack on it, but my one other car has a Bluetooth, and I like the Bluetooth functionality, because then I don't have to plug the phone into anything, and honestly, the thing that always breaks on a phone for me is the headphone jack.
Really?
It's always like one of the things that break for me is the headphone jack. I don't understand why, but it always does.
My Note 4. That thing was horrible. The jack, you couldn't keep the plug in. It just wouldn't stay.
I see. It just wouldn't stay in there at all, huh?
Not at all. It was crazy.
That's what happens.
By the way, it's 7-Eleven.
Is it 7-Eleven?
Well, here in Chicago.
Okay. It's 8-11 here.
Right.
What's supposed to happen at 8-11?
Well, 7-11 to me is just lucky numbers.
Oh, I thought I was missing a cue somewhere in the script. I'm freaking out here. I'm looking at the script. I'm going, where are we supposed to be?
You're fine. You're fine.
All right.
So Bernie, if we're going to go into politics,
sure, we can brush on politics for a bit. Yes, I've noticed. Now, do you know what happened with this whole Nevada thing? Didn't Hillary win it, and then it swung to him, or what happened with the whole Nevada?
Yeah, I saw a story posted on Twitter from one of my pro Bernie feeds. It said Bernie actually won, and so I looked at it and I tried to do some research, but let's do a Google search.
Okay, you can Google search it. Let me get the Google search button depressed.
There we go. So, according to AP, Clinton still won by 52.6% of the vote, with 6,316. Sanders at 47.3 with 5,678.
Okay, so what does that mean?
But then there's like, there's a story by U.S. Uncut 2 days ago. After realignment, Sanders flipped a Clark County to his favor.
I heard about that.
Right? And let's see if they have a final tally. Wow. It doesn't give you a final tout. I don't understand.
Here. This is the Las Vegas Sun. I will send it. Let me see if I can find the
Las Vegas Sun.
Yeah, that's what I found. There's a lot of info on it, and I'm trying to read through it. To tell about what happened, which is great, but I'm trying to figure.
Right.
1st February results for 23. The convention, 12 more delegates are appointed based on attendees' preferences. Okay.
So maybe what happened is he picked up some more counties.
Yeah.
And maybe some more delegates went to him. That's what it seems like.
Okay, this is what happened. Nearly 9,000 delegates were elected on caucus day in February, but only 3,825 showed up to the Saturday's convention. An additional 915 elected officials and 604 unelected alternatives also turned out to support their favorite candidate. The final delegate count was 2,964 for Sanders and 2,386 for Clinton. So he will send 1,613 delegates to the state convention, while Clinton will send 1,298. So I guess it whittles down, but yeah, so it looks like that's that. I guess he gets the I don't know what the final number is, and I've totally just funked civics class. And however, delegates, you know. Okay.
I'm going to my favorite site, which is realclearpolitics.com.
Okay, good. Maybe you can look up that information, because I was totally
we're gonna look up some poll information. So, in the battle for the White House, these are the latest polls from Monday, April 4th. This is the Wisconsin Republican primary presidential. They're looking at actually Cruz picking up a 5-point spread by 40%, Trump 35 and Kasich 21. Listen to this. This is a poll, again, by Emerson for the Wisconsin Democratic primary. Uh-huh. They're saying Sanders by 51, Clinton 53. They're saying Sanders 8. Now they're showing a poll by ARG with Sanders 48 and Clinton 49, which is only a 1-point spread.
Yeah.
So it's looking
very close.
It's looking extremely close, folks. And I'm liking this.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's getting very interesting.
Now look at this. Clump. Trump versus Sanders. Sanders beats Trump by 53-36.
Wow.
Clinton versus Trump, 47-37.
It's too close. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing with Clinton is no one likes her. Mm. No one really likes her. And even now that you've, and I still think this is a political ruse. I think this is totally a fabrication. I think Sanders is kind of fucking it all up. But I think this whole clunt, I keep wanting to call him clump, this whole Trump and Clinton thing, I predict that is actually a coordinated effort.
And see, the goal, they're a clump.
They're a clump. They're a clump. You're right. You're absolutely right. And see, my whole thought on that and my big conspiracy theory is that they are working together as a team because Trump is so terrible. Terrible. I mean, the things that he says, he can't be real. So the goal is to make so as many people as possible on the Republican side not want to vote for him in the presidential election that they'll vote for Hillary. Yeah. That's the game plan. But now you got Sanders. And the problem with that is, A, Sanders pollutes the Democratic pool. Because a lot of people who support Bernie won't support Hillary. And because a lot of people voting now are actually independents and they just registered as Democrat because that's where he's running. They're kind of like me. I don't have a party affiliation anymore. I don't deal with that.
Same here.
And I didn't even plan on voting for the primary this year. I was just like, yeah, fuck it. I'm like, who cares? Whoever wins. But yeah, it's just been now he's kind of been mucking this up, and now there's this big quote-unquote Democrat support, but it really isn't Democrats. It's independents that just registered as Democrats to support Sanders. But I think the whole initial game plan was for Trump and Hillary to kind of basically be at odds with each other, and Trump just to be so terrible that nobody in their right mind would vote for him. I think they underestimated Americans, or I would probably say I think they overestimated Americans a little bit.
a big portion. And hey, folks, if you've got an opinion about this matter or you got something to say to us, give us a call at the studios, 813-327-8566.
I have to burp.
Uh-oh.
I can't do it yet.
You know, this is like one of those times of years that you're not sure if you should eat, if you should not eat, because, you know, it's kind of cold. Well, not for you, but for us here in Chicago.
It's what's the current weather? Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about the weather again.
the current temperature in Tampa, Florida is 70 and sunny.
And the current temperature in Chicago is 35 and overcast and cold.
We have a light breeze coming off of the Gulf at 7 miles an hour. Our humidity is 54%, 2.53 degrees. It's actually quite beautiful out this evening. I should go sit outside for a little bit.
Well, sitting outside in Chicago would not be nice because the current dew point is 20.
Ooh.
And the wind chill is 24.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Hey, Anthony, you got some news?
We got to stop talking about the weather.
You got some crazy news?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes, I do. We got some crazies tonight. This first one happens while the rest of the nation, when we were all worried about who uses the bathroom. Eduardo Rodriguez, 21, was finding an even better way to create civil disobedience in Lake Wales, Florida. Our first crazy Florida story of the night comes from the Lakeland Ledger. It's a Monday afternoon, and everyone's blowing up your Facebook feed about trainees going into the bathroom. And all of a sudden, a man with long, shaggy hair driving a red 94 Mitsubishi GT tries to pull you over. Meet Eduardo. The Pasco Sheriff's Office received a phone call on Monday afternoon about a suspicious vehicle attempting to make traffic stops on State Road 60. Deputies were told that Eduardo had red and blue lights on the dashboard of his vehicle and was seen traveling south on Rifle Range Road. According to police reports, an off-duty Lake Wales police officer saw the car traveling east on State Road 60 and saw Eduardo attempting traffic stops in his red 1994 Mitsubishi GT.
With that innocent face?
That looks more like a meth head face. Let's see. An off-duty police officer saw the car traveling east on and saw him attempting traffic stops on State Road 60. The officer contacted the Lake Wales Police Department. Off-duty officer arrived and conducted a traffic stop. According to Polk County Sheriff's Office records, Eduardo was charged with 2 counts of impersonating a law enforcement officer, driving while license suspended or revoked, and attaching a tag not assigned, and was taken to the Polk County Jail.
Wow. What does that mean, attaching a tag not assigned?
He had a Georgia license plate on his car.
Oh.
That didn't belong to his car.
Oh.
So it's putting a license plate on your car that doesn't belong to your car.
Got it.
So, putting a stolen plate, I guess, on your car.
Yeah, some people are just wacky.
Yes, they are. I had to get a drink of some liquids here. All right.
But there can't be any other people that do this shit.
Oh. If you thought we were done with people impersonating law enforcement officers, you thought wrong. Our next story comes from our local NBC station, WFLA News, Channel 8, Tampa Bay News. News Channel 8, on your side.
Clump.
Clump. According to Clearwater Police reports, LaShannon Thomas was on her way to work on March 17th when she was pulled over by a silver car that had red and white lights on the mirror and the dashboard. The man who pulled LaShannon over told her that he was an off-duty police officer on his way to work. Meet Todd Blumenkranz, 35. Todd took her license back to his car and pretended to communicate via an earpiece. He had also had a clipboard with him. This would-be officer told LaShannon that he was going to let her off with a warning. LaShannon contacted police once she got to work and later positively identified Todd from a photo pack as the one who had pulled her over. Just last week, Todd was arrested by Largo Police for claiming he was a Pinellas County undercover narcotics deputy. Prior to that, he chased a woman in his 2007 Nissan Altima at speeds up to 120 miles an hour, pretending to be a cop, according to law enforcement. Clearwater Police issued a report about charging Todd with impersonating a police officer. Largo Police also issued a statement on Friday about charging him with impersonating an officer and aggravated assault. These charges are in addition to 2 previous impersonation charges last week. The story did not indicate if Todd was yet in custody.
No, because he was making more police stops.
He heard they had a budget crunch.
Yeah. He's like, I'll be a citizen cop.
Yeah. Citizens arrest! Citizens arrest! My God, these people are crazy. But it gets crazier.
Not another naked man.
There we go. We got our. This one is called Leopard Print Elevator from Kevin MacLeod. Yes, it's got that nice kind of like Rico Suave. There you go. And then here comes the synthesized music. All right. So it sounds like we have another case of Florida nakedness. Tonight's story of overexposure comes from the Villages News, where 27-year-old Michael D. Norris from Lady Lake, Florida, was praising the Lord in his birthday suit on Tuesday afternoon in the parking lot of St. George's Episcopal Church in the Villages. Lake Lady police arrived at the church parking lot shortly before 2 in the afternoon, where Michael had allegedly pulled down his pants several times and exposed himself. According to a police report from the Lady Lake Police Department, Michael was spotted at the nearby Comfort Suites just moments before urinating on a table. Yeah. Let's reflect on that for a moment while I take a drink.
Hey, everybody. Okay, yeah, look over here.
Exactly. He was just on the run. When police arrived, they arrested Michael on a charge of disorderly conduct. During a pat-down, a bag containing methamphetamine was found in his pocket. Michael was booked at the Lake County Jail and later released after posting $2,500 bond. Michael is no stranger to the legal system, as he had been arrested last year after allegedly shoplifting from Walmart.
You know, I tell you something, folks. This is what happens when you don't have adequate mental health care. When you have zero jobs and when you don't let people get educated at a fair price.
No, that's true. That's very true. And especially mental health, because a lot of times these people have mental health issues and, you know, there's no coverage for them. There's no state mental health, especially in Florida. Florida is a horrible state.
Oh, my God. Illinois. Program.
Illinois is the same way. So it's kind of like they take these people in, they keep them for about a week, and they dump them back out on the street. It's just a cycle. So, you know, it's just important that, you know, we understand that this is part of the problem. And speaking of craziness. Have you ever had this time where you just wanted to just throw your significant other on top of the roof of your car and drive around town while they're scared shitless, you know, wondering if they're gonna fly off the top of your car and kill themselves? Have you ever imagined that sometimes when traveling with a significant other? I know, you know, sometimes it happens. So I guess this is our final story. We take our time with this one. We've got like 7 minutes until we get to break. Did I move fast on all of these? Am I like talking really fast tonight? I know normally this will fill a normal evening of my news segment, and we're done with Naked Man, and now we're on Mr. Drive Around on the Roof of Your Sport Utility Vehicle. So anyway, so I'll read through it. I'll take my time.
We'll do some commentary afterwards because we've got some things commentary. To say.
Yeah, I'm sure we both do. We can both talk about these. So, okay. So our final story and probably the winner, the absolute winner. Where's my trophy tone? Where's my trophy tone? Trophy tone. The winner of this week's Crazy Florida News comes from our favorite blogs, Off the Beat with Will Greenlee. Richard Addy and his wife began to argue after having drinks at a restaurant in Palm City and then later at a bar at a resort on Hutchinson Island, where the couple was staying because work was being done on their home in Palm City. So they drank, and then they went back to their hotel.
It was a celebration.
And they drank some more. There was a lot of drinking going on. All right, so they started to argue after drinking. So after the altercation at the resort, Richard said he decided to leave. He was done with this shit. Richard was driving his 2011 Toyota SUV when he heard banging on the roof and realized that his wife was on the roof of the vehicle when he had reached the first traffic light after Seawalls Point Bridge, probably about less than a mile from the resort. So, you know, maybe about a mile with the wife on the roof. It gets better. Richard said he just kept driving with her on the roof because he lacked a cell phone to call police. The report states that Richard said that he had drove to the Marion County Courthouse in hopes of finding a police presence there. However, he was out of luck. After locating no law enforcement officers at the courthouse, Richard continued to drive around with his wife hanging out on the roof of the car. Finally, around quarter after midnight, Stewart police stopped Richard after... excuse me. Stopped Richard after noticing, quote, a female riding on top of a vehicle as the vehicle came to a stop, end quote, at South Carner Highway and Southeast Monterey Road, about 6 miles from the resort on Hutchinson Island,
wow,
where the couple was staying.
What the hell?
This bitch hung on to the roof of the car for six miles.
Can't imagine how fast he was driving. Shit, going like what? What's trunk speeds? 80 miles an hour in a 20 mile an hour zone?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe. And I'm sure he wasn't doing a straight shot either. He was probably ping-ponging it across the highway. Blink,
and now she's
blink,
drunk too,
blink.
So she's probably
she's hanging on. She's like, "Hey, get me off the roof of this car, Richard!" Oh my goodness!
And
yes,
folks, if you've got a funny story to share with us about you being in a strange situation, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yes, you don't have to be from Florida, but we will talk to you about your strange incidents if you have had a strange incident. Again, that number is 813-327-8566. We like to talk about strange during Florida news. And if your strange comes from Florida, that's even better, because then you fit right into the segment. All right. So they pull him over because, you know, he's driving around with his wife on the top of his car. Richard, who smelled of booze, said he parked his other vehicle, a silver Mercedes, at a nearby pawn business.
Oh.
I'm assuming it's being pawned. He said he was taking his wife to that vehicle. However, he failed to explain why she was still on the roof of the car after he was aware of her presence. Other than the fact that... Because, I mean, his excuse was he didn't have a cell phone.
Oh, God. I wonder if he had a sunroof.
I don't know. But that's just crazy. I mean, he drove around with his woman on the roof of the car for 6 fucking miles. And then the other thing is, I'm sure he had to stop at some point for traffic lights.
Well, and
why the hell didn't she get off? I mean, she got up there. Why the hell can't she get off?
And why didn't she, like, take her hands and start, like, swapping at the windows?
I don't know.
But you know what? If when you're drunk, and maybe she panicked and got froze.
That's true. So anyway, he smelled the booze. He parked the silver. He was taking his wife to the vehicle. Did not explain why she was still on the roof. He was arrested on a reckless driving charge and also got a citation for permitting a passenger to ride on the outside of a vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
Yeah. These people, man, they're just reckless. That's reckless. That's just crazy reckless.
That's Florida for you, dude.
And that's what alcohol can do. Hooch. I tell you.
Hooch will do. Exactly. Wow. So, yeah. So, let's see. We have a minute and 40 seconds. So, we don't...
Well, I can still play Betty.
All right. Let's go ahead and give us Betty, then.
Welcome back, everybody.
Oops.
Hello, welcome back. That was quick.
Wait a minute. You know what, folks? You gotta always, always, always look at your script.
Always look at your script.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned into, Shyamba Radio. I know that you want to be a part of this unique, on, air experience, and So Give Me, Betty, a call now. Let's talk live at 813-327-8566. But if you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave a voicemail. Joe and Anthony will play your message in a future cast. Or, during our live cast, Skype the studio, put shyamba.radio in your contact list. If Roger answers, hang up immediately. I will deal with that idiot. You can also visit the studios at shyamba.info. Back to you, Anthony.
So yeah, thank you, buddy. That was great. It seems like you're getting better with every iteration of the show.
You are. You've grown. You have grown.
So, folks, we've covered everything tonight from a fast shed to a guy live streaming his crazy driving, technology gone awry,
and cats. Your wife hanging out on the roof of your car while you're driving around.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, thanks very much for tuning in. And we're going to actually have to pop off for our break here. So stay tuned, and we got to take care of some business. Remember, if you are stuck on the roof of a moving car, it's probably a good idea to get the hell off the roof but when the vehicle stops. Look, that was just off the wrist of my cuff. That's what you got.
Love it.
We're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Black folks are hating on him, and they're using this focal point that he wasn't really part of the civil rights movement, jumping on what John Lewis. And I'm not disrespecting John Lewis. John Lewis has been disrespected by Occupy. John Lewis was spit on by a motherfucking Tea Partier. I respect the man, but let's just fucking face facts. He's an assimilationist and always was. That was what the movement that he was a part of, that section of it, not Sphinx. And now he's coming out here to back the institutional fucking Democratic candidate. And he's saying, well, I never saw Bernie Sanders in a march. Well, you know what? That's a problem that I have. You ask a lot of black folks and you say, well, what about those two Jews that died with that cat? And I'm saying it like that because you hear a lot of fucking, and I'm not saying that everybody is down with this, but just like with the white community, we call them hoteps, but our own goddamn fascists, we don't say anything. Well, he's got a right to be angry. Well, he's got a right to be angry, but he doesn't have a right to say, well, those two motherfucking Jews are not a big loss. The brother Cheney is the only motherfucker that matters. See, that's a goddamn problem, and that's what the fuck I'm seeing. So now, the attention for a lot of fucking people who consider themselves to be activists, and I'm not saying that they're not, but they think they understand the political fucking system, and they don't. They think they understand politics, and they don't. And now they decided that, well, John Lewis, who they normally would diss for not being a back to Africa sort of, revolutionary black leader, all of a sudden now his words matter. Right? I'm watching this because, you know, every goddamn person, you know, who was important in the movement was up front, in front of a camera, in front of a fucking microphone, and there was articles written about that. Dr. King was one individual, but he was not the motherfucking movement. Malcolm X was one individual, but he was not the motherfucking movement. You know, they can't do any goddamn thing. No leader can do anything without group fucking participation. And these people are missing this shit. Because a lot of the fucking people who are arguing with me about this never even heard of Sada Shakur until fucking 4 years ago. They didn't even know what the fuck was going on. They didn't know who the fuck she was. They didn't know anything about Cooper. But I'm watching this. And all of a sudden now, people who think they know about socialism, you know, in the black activist community, who really don't have a superficial understanding of it and really don't understand the indigenous fucking criticism of socialism and how that has actually fucked us and the black community. Because one of the things that most people do not understand about socialism is that socialism does not recognize race because it is not scientific and they see it as a tool to keep people down. So expecting Bernie Sanders to come out and be a pro-Afrocentric leader on the left is crazy. He's not even supporting Jews like that. He's stuck in the same political conundrum that Dennis Kucinich was when he came to Israel. And same thing with Hillary Clinton. If you don't support the motherfucking colonialist state of Israel, you have no fucking political career, period.
For the best in indigenous chat radio for intelligent, politically aware aboriginals, listen to Fourth World Radio, hosted by the Angry Indian, and broadcast by Aboriginal Press News Service, public radio over the World Wide Web, to the international indigenous community, and all ships at sea. Learn more at aboriginalradio.wordpress.com.
You are tuned into Shyamba We Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Well, it looks like Roger's got something to say. What's up, Roger?
Hello, my name is Roger. I'm a janitor here at the Shyamba Studios. I guess because I am talking, it means you came back from a commercial break. Just last hour I shot on the floor in extraordinary fashion. But thanks to the tender gadget Joe sneakily attached to my dildonic arms, I was able to clean my shit up before that lovable dart, Betty, saw anything. If you see her, stick your tongue out at her and flip her a bird for me, will you? She'd never leave me be about that granty panty incident at Kmart. Anyway, keep it tuned to Shyamba Radio, listen.shyamba.com, and now...
Whoops! Roger! It's listen.shyamba.info, Roger. Get it right.
That's what happens. That's what happens with the help.
Yeah. Well, hey, it looks like Joe Wisdom sent over a few carts.
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
Oh, was I supposed to fade over. Out? I didn't realize that track had music on the back of it.
That's fine.
I heard him, though, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw that cue over on the side. I'm like, oh, poop. I'm like, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
Well, we did okay. We did relatively well tonight, so...
Yeah. We're back.
We are back.
And you want to hear some Joe Wisdom?
We can hear some Joe Wisdom. Maybe we should slip our two new Bettys in there somewhere, too.
Why don't you start off with our Bettys? Let's listen to these.
All right. So as you all know, and this kind of lets us plug Morning Rush Hour, too. So we have a show that we run. It's called Morning Rush Hour. And I like to talk about it because I think it's pretty awesome. So Morning Rush Hour is a compilation of a whole bunch of different crap. Meaning it can be dance, it can be chill music, it could be a little talk segment about something interesting, about world economies, about currency, about consumerism, about environmental issues.
About having lots of wives.
Exactly, yes, because, yeah, there was a polygamy. Yeah, they were talking about the polygamy one this morning. Yes. You're right. Yes, the polygamy one. So, you know, so what we do is we scour the internet, or Betty scours the internet, and she looks for these programs to put in the weekly rotation. And it updates. We update it as we go along. So, like, this week, you know, we'll add a handful here and we'll add a handful here. Things that are getting stale we'll pull off. So it's a constantly rotating type of cycle. And it runs between 6:30 Eastern and 10:30 Eastern, American Eastern time. So in the morning. But what we do is we have Betty hosts it, and she does her little thing. She gives you like a couple seconds of her little thing. We try to make it funny. And then we get little bumps. And then we give you like probably about 14, 15 minutes of a track. And then after that 15 minutes is done, we pop it out. Betty loads something else up into the deck, and we go all over again. So it's kind of it's almost like a variety show of sorts. And sometimes I feel 15 is too long, but we'll stay with 15 for now. It seems to work. but it's good.
Finding stuff that could be like musical in under 15 minutes is hard.
No, it is. It is. And I kind of expect it. I think what the goal of Morning Rush Hour is at some time and point on our blog, and we may even be changing service providers in the near future, but somewhere on our blog we'll put links to all of the people that we carry on Morning Rush Hour. So if you hear something you like, you can go ahead and take a listen to it.
Nice.
So we can do that. And then we get our Betty bumps. So Betty comes in between the tracks to tell you what's going on. And she does some things. And right now, she's got two new ones that you made one and I made one just recently. And let's give them a shot here.
Yeah.
What are you doing right now? Nothing. Well, good. Grab your bongs and keep it tuned to Shine the Weekday Rush Hour. If you have a comment or suggestion, call me at 813-327-8566. Shit, I am late for my shift at Kmart. These idiots on the road do not know how to do anything right.
Nice.
Betty's been reporting from traffic, and our next one...
Oh, for the love of Christ, what the hell is this idiot doing? First you want the left lane, then you want the right lane, now you want to turn left, then right, then left again, and now you're in the middle lane with your hazard blinkers on. Do you have any clue where you are going or that there are other people behind you trying to get to work? It's your morning host, Betty, and I want to tell you to grab those bongs, bitches, because Morning Rush Hour continues on Shyampa Radio.
So yeah, so those are our little Bettys, and she comes up between the tracks. So I highly recommend, if you're up in the morning, give it a try. Just tune in. It's pretty cool. We got a lot of different tracks that make you laugh. I think we're getting a little more creative juices going. We're adding some new ones now. So, but the music in the background, we're always cycling that in and out. So that's a constant process. So and number nine, we had number nine again this morning. I have to find number nine and I have to. I think I really want to get rid of it.
I think what's happening now is some of the other tracks from what is that, Rinse FM?
Yeah.
I think some of the other tracks are starting to get played, and some of the frequent tracks are getting a little less weight.
Mm.
So I think if we could find the number nine track and kill the weight down really low, I think we'll be in a better position. Because, yeah, sometimes it gets a little crazy.
There was 6:45. No. Hold on. Nope.
Maybe you can even turn it down.
It was at 6:59. Song info.
And folks,
yeah, it has a heavy rotation. It's a heavy rotation. This one says it's only played three times.
Really?
So we're gonna turn the rotation down really, really low. We're gonna say rare rotation for this one.
Are any of those Rinse FMs though? Because there's got to be one in there.
That was a Rinse FM. Yeah, that was a Rinse FM.
Huh.
That played. Yeah.
Because one of those Rinse FMs has got to be played like 9,000 to 15,000 times.
Well, that's what I thought so too. Because number nine came up, and that was the thing. Like yesterday morning, I think it came up the previous day as well. Let me see, because I heard it twice at the same time on my way to work. Maybe not. No. What's this? Oh no, that's Sunday. Oh, today's Monday.
Today is Monday, folks.
Oh, I can't. I don't want to go back that far. That gives me. Anyway, so we've adjusted that. Anyway, number nine, we'll be playing less in the mornings. Yeah.
Number nine.
Ooh, and we got some background music. Nice. And
but you know. With some of these schedule changes, we have this really interesting Joe Tech segment weekend.
Yes, we do.
And Roger said he wanted to make a bump. Listen to this.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Weekend segment. It's Roger. The Shyampa Studios janitor, and I love getting technical. Did you know that my... Whoops, sorry. I forgot you Americans can be a bit prudish. But I can tell you I shat on the floor a few moments ago. And thanks to Joe, I have a new device attached to my dildonic arms to help clean it up. Thanks, Joe. And now, back to your programming.
Whoa, Roger.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one from Betty.
Okay.
You are tuned to Shyampa Weed Radio. Hi. It's your lovable host, Betty, from the Shyampa Weekday Rush Hour and the Joe and Anthony Show. You're tuned into the Joe Tech Weekend segment. So go grab your devices, bitches, because more awesome content is right around the corner.
See?
There you go.
Oops. We forget about that loop shit. Here's another one from Betty.
It's making the complicated uncomplicated. Grab your bongs, bitches. We are getting technical. It's the Joe Tech Weekend segment on Shyampa Radio.
Cool. So you're putting those into rotation. So cool. That's going to be good. And I know you've been futzing around with the with your playlist on that. So I think I've heard some new things.
Good.
This past weekend, I listened to it. I think I caught it twice this weekend, and I heard a handful of new things. So that was
And folks, that show isn't recorded. So if you miss it on Saturdays, you can hear it again on Sundays.
Yeah, and it's not going to be the same thing though.
True, but it'll be the same intro.
That's true. Yes, exactly.
Right. So, but let's give some Joe Wisdoms here a listen before we close out our segment.
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it.
I am so excited. I had today a moment of clarity. Hey, this is Joe Wisdom. And you know me for that wisdom toting guy. Well, let me tell you something. Today's wisdom is very simple. Sometimes you just got to start small, turn a few knobs, throw a few switches, push a button or two, and talk and see how things come out. You see, folks, I've always been having this issue where I hear myself in the headphones. And, you know, hearing yourself while you're talking in your ears, it's distracting, makes you nervous. Kind of think, I don't like the way I sound, I'm not loud enough, Anyways, by selecting the right combination of dials and switches, I'm able to eliminate that. And you know what? That was my moment of clarity. Hey, do you have a moment of clarity? How about giving us a call at the studio? You can reach us at 813-327-8566. Or you can always, while we're on air every Monday between 7:30 Eastern and 6:30 Central, you can Skype us at the studios. Skype us at shyampa.radio. In the meantime, keep it tuned in to listen.shyampa.info on your favorite browser, and you'll hear one of our awesome programs or us live.
Sweet.
See, Joe Wisdom, he likes to plug us. It's crazy.
It's awesome. I think it's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, but let's see what this one is.
Sure.
Hello. Joe Wisdom here. So by now, you should know that when your check engine light turns on, the world is indeed flat. Now, to get out of that point of view, you simply take your car to your nearest junkyard. And you sell it for scrap. If you live in a town with no public transportation, then you're screwed. So the choice is up to you. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios. 813-327-8566. And remember, keep it tuned to listen.shyampa.info.
There you go.
Huh. And what's this? What's this Joe Wisdom? Joe Wisdom here. What a day it is today. It's been snowing all day. It's cloudy. And so I'm just sitting here looking out my window mesmerized. Mesmerized. I see cars. I see trees. They're trying to bud. They do have green. I see railroad tracks. I see Salvation Army. I see brick buildings. It's brown. It's gray. It's concrete tan. Every once in a while, a metro train comes by, and that kicks off some blue diesel smoke.
Ooh, there you go.
Luckily, I've got all of my windows taped up. Otherwise, that smoke would smell nasty. So there you have it. That's what Chip Skipper and Joe Wisdom see out their studio.
There you go.
Yeah, folks, it's a view though. You know, it's not nothing.
Well, that's good. Mine is of the Chinese Laundry and the McDonald's. You know, and the.
Are you serious? You're constantly looking at a McDonald's.
Yeah, that's what we see from the Tampa studios. And then remember, we got the insurance agency next door that has the copier that Betty was all about for a while.
Then, yes. Yes.
We had a whole bunch of craziness going on, definitely. So, yeah, wow, cool. Well, I'm glad to hear. I'm glad to hear we've got some more chip skippers. It's always good to hear chip skippers.
Yeah, and folks, if you've got a topic you'd like Chip to talk about or Joe Wisdom to talk about, you can give us a call. How do they reach us, Anthony?
They can reach us at 813-327-8566. They can also, again, that's 813-327-8566. You can also Skype us at shiampa.info, shiampa.radio, shiampa.radio.
And even if we're offline on Skype, you can leave us a voice message or a video message, and we can even play that on the air, I believe.
Yeah, well, does Skype take voicemails?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, if the called party doesn't answer, you can leave a voice message.
Huh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that cool?
It's the least they could do.
That is pretty awesome. All right, cool. I'm glad to hear that.
So speaking of Microsoft, this is kind of getting technical since we have a few seconds or two. Did you hear they're putting in a Linux command line?
Are they now?
Yeah.
Thank God.
That's kind of weird, though. It's like, what's going on with Microsoft? Are they just embracing everything? Because they're embracing Apple or Android apps.
Well, I think they're changing their platform, and I think in a lot of ways it's probably a good thing that they're, you know, kind of working on that and putting into that effort of having a more universal platform, because, you know, being closed source isn't always the best thing for your business model.
Yes.
Apple's making a lot, but they've been a little sluggish, so.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I don't. I'm just not a big fan of the big buttons.
So you didn't like the big staples button, the big easy button.
Well, that one was a little different. That one was kind of funny. That one was a little different. But yeah.
Well, you know, Amazon, I think, is toting out now these buttons that say you have garbage bags.
No, I've seen those.
Yeah.
You
push it, it gets delivered to you.
That's so weird,
you know. But that some of that stuff makes sense. I mean, that from just a logistical and an efficiency point of view, that makes sense.
No, it does. You
now,
are
if you're using
right.
it for Chips Ahoy cookies and Oreos, you know.
Well, you never know. It's always possible.
Folks, that's not a panic button.
Yes, it is. You push it; it's supposed to deliver sweet cookies as quickly as possible. As quickly as possible. That's important. It's very important. especially when you got a sweet tooth. And I've got sweet tooth often.
You've got sweet tooth often.
Yeah, it's kind of. But, you know, that's what happens. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So, again, so what we covered rush hour, morning rush hour. We got toppers in the evening. Eventually, you're going to have 3 hours of toppers in the afternoon.
Yes.
And, so we and if you have
and we're negotiating with a DJ to get his work.
Yeah, we're trying to get some more work
yeah,
added.
Yeah, we're trying to do like a Friday night dance music session.
Yay, Friday night dance music session. See, that sounds awesome. So give us, you know, you know what that means.
Could you dance to this?
Maybe.
Like fancy ballroom dancing?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Maybe. It's got a beat to it. I don't know what dance you would move, what dance steps you would use, but it does have a beat to it. So, I mean, you could quite effectively dance to it. Yeah, I think so.
Well, folks, thanks for listening.
It has been friggin' awesome. Support our things that we support. CPR Radio is looking for support. We had that earlier in a break. Radio4all.net, plug for info. They need our
Illinois,
support.
The Illinois World Labor Hour.
World Labor Hour at WEFT. I think it's WEFT.org. And yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Remember, folks, if you can't think of something, just read the ad lib something here line, and Garbage Refuse Collector will thank you. Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out. sounds for promotional background.
Okay, I'll be
bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast streaming audio.
Black folks are hating on him.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional background and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.